Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Joseph Curtin and Alice Frost. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, the premature corpse. It's a beautiful night in New York, clear, fresh, and in the snug apartment of 30 Hathaway, warm. A night for music, for friendship, for love. And Shirley Hollis seems to have this last on her mind as she snuggles up to 30 on the sofa.
Oh, 30. I was just getting comfortable.
I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to run along, Shirley. Some people are coming over in a little while.
Will they be here long?
I don't know. It's business. He's Jerry North, the publisher. They're going to discuss a book I've written.
Well, I'll wait till they leave. I want to talk to you, too. Come here.
What do you want?
Put your arms around me.
Now, look, Shirley.
Then I will. Then. Hello, Fernity.
It's getting awfully warm in here.
Yes, isn't it? Yes, Fernity.
Is this what you want?
Oh, yes, darling. That's just what I want. Now, that didn't hurt, did it?
You little cheat.
Fernity.
My brother's wife. What do you want with me?
No, I don't love Doug.
I knew it when you married him. But you loved his money. I tried to tell him, but he wouldn't listen.
I don't know why you've always hated me.
Because you're a little cheat. You married Doug for his money, and now...
Yes, now what? What do I want with you? You don't have money.
You want something.
I want you. That's all. Can't you see that, Bertie? It's always been...
That's what you want me to think. But I know you. It's just another one of your schemes. I wouldn't put it past you even to try to get me to get rid of Doug for you. Now that you have his money... Is that what you want, is it?
Oh, poor suspicious Bertie.
You didn't answer my question.
I know why you don't like me, Bertie. It's not Doug. There's nothing to do with Doug.
You still
didn't... It's that stuffy superiority of yours, that stuffy righteousness. You're a Hathaway and I was just a chorus girl. That's why you didn't want Doug to marry me. That's why you think you're too good for me.
You're a cheat.
That Hathaway superiority. Well, how about Doug? I suppose he's not a cheat.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your brother. A Hathaway, a crook.
That's a lie.
You know it isn't. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you've blinded yourself with that phony righteousness of yours until you can't see what's going on right in front of you.
What do you mean? What's going on?
You say I married Doug for his money. Well, how did he make that money, huh? The Hathaway fortune?
Business.
Sure, business. Some business. Black market in the wartime.
You're crazy.
It so happens I can prove it. And that's not all I can prove if I have to. I know enough about Doug to send him to jail. How would you like that? A Hathaway in jail.
Get out of here.
Why don't you stop kidding yourself, Bertie? So your grandfather was Colonel Hathaway. You're just a hack writer. Your brother's a crook.
Stop it.
Come on off that high horse. You're no better than I am. And no worse. We could be friends. Good friends.
Never.
Oh, Bertie. Look at me.
You cheap, lying, dirty...
Well, I'm not taking any more of that.
Let go.
I tried to be nice, but you don't want it that way. All right.
Hey, those nails are sharp.
And so are my teeth.
Oh, you're asking for this. Put down that poker.
I will. On your head.
No, no, you don't. Just let me have it.
Oh, you're hurting me.
I haven't stopped. Don't try biting again, or I'll make sure you don't have any teeth left to bite with. Now, come on. Drop that poker.
All right.
That's better. And now get out of here. I've got to get cleaned up before the Norths get here. What's so funny?
You're always concerned about impressions, aren't you, Ferdie? Well, brother, I promise you, you're going to make a beaut. Think about it, Jerry. The more I think his sister will have to be killed, too.
What?
Oh, but not shot. I think strangling would be better.
What on earth are you talking about, Ben?
Well, about Mr. Hathaway's book, of course. Well, what did you think?
I didn't know. The way you start a subject out of a clear blue sky.
It wasn't a clear blue sky. It was a murky green elevator.
Mm.
And it's in Mr. Hathaway's building, so I should think you'd know what I meant.
I see. Well, let's go tell Mr. Hathaway the sister ought to be strangled. I'm sure he'll love the suggestion. It'll mean rewriting 3 chapters.
But it'll make a story much stronger.
In one woman's opinion.
Well, did... Golly, what was that?
Sounded like it came from the apartment at the end of the hall.
Here is Mr. Hathaway's apartment.
Yeah, I wonder what...
Oh, thank heaven someone's come. Help me.
What's the matter? What's happening?
Oh, it's all...
Don't listen to her, Mr. Norton.
He tried to kiss me, but I wouldn't let him. He hit me. Her dress is all torn.
Yeah, I see.
She's just trying to embarrass me, Mr. Norton.
Why would she try to do that?
It's kind of hard to explain.
You bet it is, you maniac.
Oh, stop it, Shirley.
Did you hit her, Mr. Hathaway? Her face looks bruised.
Well, yes, I guess I did, but...
Why?
Well, because she bit me. Stop it, Shirley.
I can't.
It's just an act. If you don't cut that out, Shirley, I'm going to have to hit you again.
Mr. Norton, don't let him hit, please.
He won't. Now, come on, let's go in and see what this is all about.
No, I want to go home. I want to see Doug. I want my Doug. Doug, it was awful. Well, I wouldn't let him make love to me. Well, he got like crazy. He said all kinds of awful things about you and me.
All right, Shirley, forget it. It's over.
Oh, I can't, Doug. I'm afraid. He said he'd see you in jail.
What?
That's right. He said you were a crook and he can prove it.
Bertie said that?
Yes, he started talking about your tie-up with gambling.
How does he know about that?
I don't know, but he said he's going to make sure you get what's coming to you unless I... Oh, Doug, I can't. Not even to save you, I... Can't.
All right, sweetheart, you won't have to. I can handle Ferdy.
Oh, he'll deny it. He'll make up some story.
Don't worry.
If you don't believe me, you can ask the North. They
say... I believe you, Shirley.
I hate to have to tell you this about your own brother, dear.
Yeah, my brother, my dear sanctimonious brother. It'd be just like him to keep his threat and run to the police now that he knows about me. I've got to figure some way to shut him up.
But how?
I'll think of something. And one thing's for sure, he's going to keep away from you, or I promise you, Shirley, I'll kill him.
What's the matter, Ferdy? Don't you like this restaurant?
Sure, Laura.
You're not eating.
I'm not hungry. Laura, I've got to tell you something. I don't know how to begin. Laura.
Yes, Ferdy?
I love you, Laura. You know that.
For someone who says he doesn't know how to begin, I'd say you're doing fine.
I only hope you believe what I'm going to tell you. My sister-in-law, Doug's wife, Shirley, came over to my place last night.
Yeah?
She made a play for me.
What?
She tried to get me to make love to her. When I wasn't interested, she blew her top.
Oh, the woman scorned.
It's more than that. She doesn't want me. She wants to use me.
Use you? What for?
I'm not sure, but... Well, you know she only married Doug for his money.
Yes.
I think she wants to get rid of Doug. I think she wants me to help her.
Get rid of him? Well, how?
How? Kill him.
Oh, no, Fred.
You don't know Shirley like I do. Yeah, Laura, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what she wants.
Well, why are you telling me this?
Because I think Shirley's going to try to go through with it, with or without my help. So I've got to warn Doug.
Well, I still don't see...
He's not going to want to believe me. Especially because she's probably filled him full of lies. But I may be able to convince him. I've got to. Maybe if I tell him some of the things she said about
it. What things?
Oh, it's beside the point. The point is, she's going to be afraid I may convince him. So she's going to try to shut me up.
How?
I told you about last night.
Yeah?
Well, she's already turned that around to make it look like I attacked her.
Oh.
Yeah. And bet she's poured it on heavy to Doug. Yeah, that's why I wanted to get to you first. I wanted you to hear this story from me the way it really happened.
I see.
Because you've got to believe me, Laura. I can't let her break us up. And she's going to try. I know she is. If she can't shut me up one way, she'll try another. There's nothing she won't stop at to get what she wants. But it's not going to work. At least, I hope it's not.
Hello, Jerry. This is Bill Wagon.
Oh, yes, Bill. How are you?
Okay. Say, Jerry, what can you tell me about Ferdy Hathaway?
Hathaway? I'm considering publishing a book he wrote. Why, does he want to go to your office and do research on how the Homicide Squad works?
No, it's the other way around.
What do you mean?
Well, we gotta see him, and it's not research. This is the real thing.
You mean he killed somebody?
Oh, that's the other way around, too. Somebody killed him.
Well, Jerry, I'm all ready. Let's go.
Pam, it hasn't been 2 minutes since I hung up the phone. And you asked me to tell Bill we couldn't possibly to get over to see him for at least an hour.
Oh, we're not going to see Bill.
We're not?
No.
But, darling, he wants to talk to us. I told him about the incident last night, and he wants all the details.
Oh, we'll tell him. Later.
All right, dear. But if we're not going to see Bill right now, where are we going?
To see Laura, of course.
Oh, yes, of course. Laura. That's a good idea.
I thought you'd agree, darling.
There's just one thing, though.
Oh, what's that, dear?
Who in blazes is Laura?
Oh, you know, Jerry.
I do?
Laura Arnold. Freddie Hathaway's girlfriend.
Hmm?
Don't you remember? He mentioned her last night. He was afraid that she might hear about Shirley's accusation and might believe it.
Oh, that's right.
And if she did believe it, it might make her angry.
And you think it might have made her angry enough to commit murder?
Well, you never know. At least it's worth checking up on. As long as Bill wants us to give him information, maybe we can take him more than he counted on.
Yes?
Are you Laura Arnold?
Yes.
Well, I'm Pamela North, and this is my husband, Jerry North.
Oh, the publisher. I've heard Ferdy mention you. What do you want with me?
We'd like to talk to you, if we may.
Well, I'm pretty busy right now.
We'll only take a few minutes.
Well, all right, come in. What's it about?
Ferdy.
What about him?
I'm afraid you're in for a bad shock, Miss Arnold.
He's been murdered. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Why do you ask that?
He said Shirley wouldn't stop at anything, so... Well, naturally, I've been afraid...
When did he tell you that?
Today at lunch.
And that's the last you saw of him?
Yes. I came home right afterward, about 1. I've been here ever since.
Well, that's funny. When we asked if you were in just before we came up, the desk clerk said you got in only about 20 minutes ago.
Well, I... Oh, Mr. North, I'm frightened. I don't know what to do.
Well, maybe we can help you, if you tell us the truth.
Yes. The truth. I did have lunch with Ferdy. He told me about Shirley. Then we went back to his place and talked a while. And I left. But about an hour later, I realized I'd left my gloves up there, so I went back.
Mm-hmm.
And there he was, on the floor, dead. I'll never forget how he looked. I don't want to think about it.
You'd better sit down, Miss Arnold. There are a couple of things I'd still like to ask you. Because if we're going to help you... We'll have to know what we're doing. She says she was afraid you'd suspect her, Bill. That's why she wouldn't give a name when she phoned that she discovered the murder. And why she ran out before you got there.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll get around to her later after I've had a talk with Hathaway's brother and the brother's wife.
Find out if they own a yellow convertible, Bill.
Yes, that's right. Miss Arnold says that a yellow convertible pulled away from in front of Ferdy's place just as she arrived the second time.
Did she know the make?
No, she said she never saw one like it. It was very long and low.
And it had a funny shaped back, kind of like, the way she described it, it must look something like... Well, like the back of that car parked right in front of us.
Hey, Pam, that is the car. Fits a description to a T.
And it's parked right in front of Douglas Hathaway's apartment. Let's go in and see what he has to say about it.
I know you have your job to do, Lieutenant, but is it necessary to question me now? After all, it's quite a shock hearing my brother's been murdered.
Well, suppose we question your wife. And from what I hear about last night, I don't imagine his death should make her too unhappy.
I didn't kill him, if that's what you're implying.
I'm not implying anything. I just want to ask you some questions.
I suppose you want to know where I was. Well, I was right here. I've been home all day long.
Was your husband with you?
No. He was at the office, Mrs. North.
Oh, then nobody was with you here. Nobody saw you.
The servants did. Part of the time, anyway.
And part of the time not.
Oh, Doug, Are you going to let them suggest...
No. Look, Lieutenant, I can't take this now. I don't feel up to questions, and I certainly don't intend to sit by while you badger Shirley.
Well, let's clear up the matter of the car, at least.
What about the car?
Did you drive it to work this morning?
Couldn't. It's brand new. It wasn't delivered until noon.
Then you didn't have it with you at the office.
I just told you...
Oh, all right, you didn't have it. And you, Mrs. Hathaway, you didn't go out at all?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Well, then who did have the car?
Nobody. The salesman delivered it, left it out front, and it's been there all afternoon.
Well, if you want to get by with a story like that, you should get a car that's not quite so distinctive.
What do you mean?
Tell her, Jerry.
Well, Mrs. Hathaway, it so happened your car was seen driving away from your brother-in-law's right after the murder. And with a custom job like that, there can be no mistake.
Well, I don't...
All right, Lieutenant. I had the car.
Oh, you did, Hathaway?
Yes, I came home from the office early and picked it up, went to see Ferdy, but I didn't kill him.
Why'd you go there?
I wanted to talk to him, but there was a man with him. What I had to say was private, family matter. Didn't care to discuss it in front of a stranger, so I left.
Well, who was the stranger?
Ferdy didn't introduce us. I was only there a minute.
What did he look like?
Tall, blonde, well-dressed.
You'd know him if you saw him again?
Yes, but now that's enough question.
Not quite. I still...
I said that's
know.
Enough.
Now, look, Mr. Hathaway, I'm just trying to find out with...
What?
Say, where are you going?
To call my lawyer and see if I have to put up with this. Don't answer anything until I come back, Shirley.
When you know Doug better, Lieutenant, you'll know better than to try to cross him.
What
was that? Well, there must be someone in there with Doug. They're fighting.
Oh, shot. Come on, Bill.
Yeah.
There's Hathaway on the floor.
He got away. Window to the terrace.
I'll go see what I can find, Jerry. And you stay with Hathaway and see if he's all right.
Right.
Doug. Oh, Doug, what happened?
He was hiding in here. A fellow I saw at Ferdy's tried to slug me with a blackjack. But I heard him and turned. Just grazed the side of my head.
Yes, you've got a gash there.
I put up a fight. He broke away, ran for the window. I fired at him. Guess I missed. Blow had me kind of woozy.
You're sure it's the same man you saw at Ferdy?
Positive.
Well, I took a quick look outside. No sign of anyone now. Well, he could have crossed the terrace to another apartment or gone down the fire escape and ducked in below.
But then he's still in the building.
Yeah, he'll be out of it before he can do anything about it, Pam.
And what do we do?
Well, first of all, Hathaway, you stop being coy and give us a detailed description of this character. Or do you still want to call your lawyer?
No, Lieutenant, you win. I'll tell you whatever I can.
There's your coffee, Jerry. Jerry. Jerry North!
What then?
Your coffee. I know you don't like it cold.
Oh, thanks.
Where were you?
What?
Just now, in your thoughts. You were miles away.
I was thinking about the Hathaway case. It's been 3 days now, and no sign of the mysterious stranger.
Well, maybe they'll never find him. He had time to get far away.
But I don't think he did. That's what I've been thinking about.
Do you think you know where he is?
Maybe. Anyway, I'll bet there's one place they haven't tried yet.
Where's that?
The morgue.
The morgue?
Mm-hmm. And somehow I have an idea it might yield results.
Well, I have to admit, that was a pretty good idea of yours, Jerry.
I don't know, Bill. Wait till we see if Hathaway identifies the body.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but this seemed like the logical bet.
Well, here's where we find out. Here's Hathaway.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Oh, good morning.
Am I late?
No, right on the nose, Hathaway. Well, should we go in and get it over with?
Yes, let's.
All right. Right through here.
You really think it's the right man, eh, Lieutenant?
Well, that's for you to say, Hathaway. He seems to fit the description you gave us. Oh, here he is. Well, Hathaway?
That's the man.
Are you sure?
Yes, Lieutenant, I'm sure.
Well, Jerry, seems you were right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hathaway, this is very interesting. Now, you say you saw this man at your brother's the day your brother was killed.
That's right.
Your brother was killed on Tuesday. But it so happens this fella died on Monday.
You see, Pam, I thought that if Hathaway was lying, he'd jump at the chance to strengthen the story. So I suggested that Bill show him a corpse that approximated the description he gave us.
Yes, after all, a corpse couldn't talk back.
Right. And now that we've eliminated the mysterious stranger, we can concentrate on the real suspects. And Bill thinks he can wrap it up. That's why he asked us down here today.
Come in. Well, Pam and Jerry.
Oh, how's
it going, Bill?
We've just started.
I don't see why you had to bring them in, Lieutenant.
Because, Mrs. Hathaway, they were present when you had your unpleasantness with your brother-in-law.
All right, we had an unpleasant scene, but it wouldn't make me kill him.
That depends on the reason for the scene, Mrs. Hathaway.
I told you the reason. He tried to make love to me.
And... I can suggest another.
Yes, Jerry?
Suppose Mrs. Hathaway wanted to get rid of her husband.
What do you mean?
He has a lot of money, Mrs. Hathaway. Maybe that's what you married him for. Then you tried to get Ferdy to help you kill him, and when he was...
You're lying.
I believe you would.
Doug, help me. You know he was lying.
Of course he was, so calm down, will you?
You don't believe him, Doug.
I told you I don't. But this is no way to answer him.
Yeah. Yes, you're right, but he made me so mad.
I see I did. You have a low boiling point, Mrs. Hathaway.
You couldn't expect her to like what you were saying, North.
I didn't.
You just said it to upset her.
I just said it because I wanted to see if it were true.
What on earth gives you the idea that it might be?
Things that Laura Arnold told us.
So that's it. Laura, wouldn't you know?
Why do you say that?
Can't you see she's behind this whole thing? It all ties up now. I'll bet she's the one who claimed to have seen my car at Ferdy's, too, wouldn't she?
What if she is?
Lieutenant, you said I've been trying to shield Shirley. I have.
Mm-hmm.
When you said my car was seen at Ferdy's, I could see Shirley was upset. She didn't know what to say, so I stepped in and said I'd been to Ferdy's.
And you hadn't?
No, but I thought Shirley might have. But now that I know she wasn't, at least not at the time of the murder...
How do you know that?
Because now I know when the murder happened. It's been in the paper.
Well?
Well, I did have the car at that time, but I was nowhere near Ferdy's. So if Laura says she saw me there, she's lying.
Hmm. It seems to come down to your word against hers. Well, I've sent for her, too, so let's see what happens when she gets here.
Oh, I don't think we'll have to wait for that, Bill. I know which one to believe.
You do, Pam?
Yes, Laura. Mr. Hathaway's still lying. So it looks like he's the murderer.
Don't be ridiculous. Laura says she saw my car at Ferdy's. That means she had to be there herself.
That's just it, Mr.
So naturally, she's going to lie, try to place somebody else there,
but
too.
But she couldn't have been lying.
Why not?
You told us your car was brand new. It had been delivered just a short time before the murder.
That's right.
Well, then how could Laura have described it? Unless she really did see it at Ferdy's. Jerry, get him!
All right. I've got him.
All right, Hathaway, sit down. Looks like you've told one lie too many. Oh, it's a beautiful day, isn't it, dear?
Yes. Poor Shirley.
Well, how do we come to Shirley?
Out of a clear blue sky. The sky's clear, and you just mentioned the weather, so... You see, there is a logical connection.
You whim, dear. But why do you say poor Shirley?
Well, it's quite obvious that she just married Doug Hathaway for his money.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's caught for murder, they've broken him down about how he made his money.
His whole crooked house will come tumbling down.
That's right, Jerry. And all his money is tied up.
And so poor Shirley gets nothing.
Now, you see what I mean, dear? Poor Shirley.
Uh-huh. But somehow it doesn't break my heart. She knew Doug was a crook. Ferdy knew, too. That's why Doug killed him, to shut him up. He claims Ferdy was always a tattletale as a kid. Hey, Pam, why are you stopping?
Oh, I just want to look in this window. Look at that car, Jerry. Isn't it beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like the Hathaway's car. Oh, it must be wonderful to be able to afford a car like that.
Yeah, even if you could, where would you ever find a parking space for it in Manhattan?
Well, if you didn't live in Manhattan.
But we do live in Manhattan. And we can't afford the car anyway.
I know, Jerry. I'm just thinking... Don't you ever like to think of what it would be like to have a car like that?
I don't let myself.
How do you prevent yourself?
Oh, easy. I just walk over to the curb, like so.
Yes. And then?
Then I just shout, like so. Hey, taxi!